this area.
Potatoes don't mature, and corn, there's just the season not long enough. Garden peas do quite well. Mm-hmm. Flowers, iris do pretty well. Tulips mm-hmm. don't.
Mm-hmm.
And lilacs are, they're beautiful once you get them started, but they're hard to get started. Colored roses, red and pink, and you know, the American Beauty, and those won't grow here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a variety of yellow roses that grow profusely,
mm-hmm.
and so you see a lot of yellow mm-hmm. roses around.
So this really isn't an agricultural area at all.
No,
I mean, you really have
wheat.
To buy all your...
everything has to be shipped in.
Yeah.
Okay. Wheat won't grow here, hay, you know.
Okay.
Just nothing, just no farming to mount anything.
Any beans at all? Any kind of?
I've never known of anyone to grow a bean in Clear Creek County. Now, on the western slope over in South Park, they do grow alfalfa and things like that. But this area is just not agricultural at all.
You mentioned corn. When you eat it, this...
Cob?
Yeah. What do you call that?
Well, we call it corn on the cob.
Okay.
Back in Missouri, they called it roasting ears.
Roasting ears.
And I never could understand why they called them roasting ears when you put them in a pan of water and boiled them.
Yeah, that's right.
But
they don't really roast them, do you?
They don't really roast them.
It's corn. You remember we were talking about corn on the cob, and the stuff you take off the...
Kernels.
Okay, but the stuff on the outside?
Oh, the husk.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And those little thin strands are called?
Corn silk.
Okay. Do tomatoes grow here at all?
Only in a greenhouse.
Okay.
My husband used to grow them in the greenhouse, but they won't grow outdoors.
Okay. Do you know if there's a name for the little tiny ones?
Cherry tomatoes?
Yeah. Is that what they
or
call
Italian
them?
Tomatoes.
Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Potatoes don't grow here. How about beets? Anybody?
Beets get about as big around as a 50-cent piece.
Those red beets.
But, oh, they do taste good.
Yeah, they are good.
Turnips,
red beets?
Will grow a little,
mm-hmm.
but not like they do in warmer climates.
Okay. And a couple other that I was wondering about. The yellow vegetable.
Squash?
Yes. Does that grow?
I've never known of anyone raising squash in Georgetown.
Okay. Now, all those things together would be called what?
Vegetables.
Okay. Do those little things that grow, they grow wild usually. They look like umbrellas.
Mushrooms?
Yes.
Wild ones. We do have wild mushrooms around here.
Okay. Do people pick those? Or?
There are a few that do, but most people say, well, I, as cheap as they are in the store, I would rather not run the risk of picking a poison one. But I have a sister-in-law whose parents are from Missouri, and they go out and pick wild mushrooms all the time.
I see.
And they has, to my knowledge, never picked a bad one. But he told me one time that all you have to do is put them in cold water and drop a 50-cent piece in. If there's a poison one in the lot, the 50-cent piece will turn black.
No, I didn't know that.
That's what he said.
Kind of an old home.
Kind
of remedy, I guess you would say. What kind of fruit can you remember eating growing up? I'm sure not much grows here, but what do you remember?
Not much grows here, but we get oranges and bananas and apples. And as I was growing up, we didn't have things, you know, like kumquats. When I lived in Missouri, we ate persimmons and pawpaws. Do you ever eat the pawpaw?
Uh-huh.
I'm allergic to them. I just love them,
and
I can eat them, and in 10 minutes I'm one big welt. But I do love them.
How about peaches and cherries?
Well, when I was little, they were too expensive to import, but now, of course, you can get. They fly them in from Cuba and everywhere else, you know, and the grapes, various styles of grapes.
The hard thing inside a cherry, what would it be called?
Pit.
And inside a peach?